One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Okay, my throat's cleared.
Hey!
Hello, everyone.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. Same. I'm doing good.
I know, I'm doing good too. I'm just... I already said I'm doing good twice, so everyone's just, why are you repeating
it? I just have
it?
This feeling that, like, something's in my eye. Like, I might have, like, you know when, like, you swim all day and, like, there's chlorine in your eye? That's what I feel like. I feel like there's stuff in my eye.
Oh, you feel like there's something in your eye?
Like, I feel like I rubbed sunscreen into my eyes.
Oh, I was confused if you meant you feel like there's something in your eye, you feel like there's, like, a piece of food on your eye.
Oh.
I hate when it feels like something's in your eye. That happened to me the other day.
And there was something. That's a scary thing if you wear contacts. There could be a contact on the other side of your eyeball.
Mini story time. One time when I first started wearing contacts, I forgot to take them out one day. And I was like, why does my eye hurt so bad? Like 2 days later. And then I went in the back of my eye and found a gooey gob of contacts.
Are you kidding? It was actually 2 days later.
Like two or three. But,
ew,
but it wasn't the next day.
How do you go to the back of
know.
Your eye?
I don't know how I did it, but I just remember me and, like, one of my sisters was helping, and we got it, and it was all gooey.
Ew!
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
There has been times where it's been, like, not 2 days, though. But there was one time where I put contacts over contacts.
Because
I slept in my contacts, didn't remember I slept in my contacts, so I put more contacts over those contacts. And then I started looking around, I'm like, why do I have a headache? Because, like... You know, if you wear like two glasses in a row, like you get a headache because it's so strong.
Yeah.
And then finally I was like, oh, okay, what is going on? Then I took out my contacts and there was another pair of contacts underneath.
For real?
Disgusting. But it's happened to me too, where I feel like I'm missing a contact and then like you move your eyeball around and you can kind of see it poking out of a corner. Then you got to grab it.
I swear no one gets how contacts works. We just wear them and they work, but no one
LASIK.
Actually get it.
I'm going to get LASIK.
I don't think I'd ever get LASIK.
I for sure would. Can you imagine never having to worry about contacts? But then you can never wear glasses because glasses are kind of a cool aesthetic that's taken away from you.
But you can still wear them.
But kind of douchey if they're not prescription. You can wear them.
Yeah.
But I guess
different.
You can still wear them.
It's just different.
It's different. People, because then some people who know you really well will be like, I thought you got LASIK. And you'll say, oh, but I still bought these glasses. And like, oh, okay.
For me, if I got LASIK, I would be scared wearing glasses because I remember one time someone made fun of me. Because when I first got glasses, they were such low prescription. Someone said, why are you even wearing them? You don't even need them. So then I'm scarred from that experience from like 7 years ago.
I wanted glasses so bad. Like, I'm pretty sure I effed up my own eyes to get the glasses.
Same with me. I wanted glasses.
Because I would always wear my older sister's glasses, and then I think it ruined my eyes. Because remember, I wanted so badly to get them. And sometimes at the eye doctor, like, I'll kind of fake, like, oh, I can't see the second line.
Oh,
and they'd
yeah.
be like, you don't need them this year. And I'd be like, oh, dang. I just really want them.
So I wear glasses and contacts. But like, that, like, so last week I just was chilling. And I wasn't
some
wearing glasses.
That sounded funny. I don't know why.
And I wasn't wearing glasses the whole day, but it didn't matter because I was just looking at my computer. But so what I'm saying is that like I don't like actually really like need them. Like so like if I was in the wild and like
someone. Wait, do you not need them?
No, I need. All I'm saying is that if I was in the wild, I could survive.
Oh, same. Mine aren't. I'm not like legally. Some people are like when you put on their glasses, you're like, holy shit, this is so blurry. Mine are, I think, are pretty minor.
Oh yeah, because if I'm driving, I should wear them. And, like, if I'm doing anything, I should wear them because it's more safe. But,
yeah.
But, like, there's some people who I put on their glasses for fun, and it's like, whoa.
Blind
like,
ass.
You actually need
blind
them.
Blind loser.
It's scary.
Four-eyed freak. You know?
Bivocals.
But I really want LASIK. I actually, in LA, I had the same eye doctor for years, and I, every year I was like, can I get LASIK? And he said, nope, not yet. And I was like, my sisters got LASIK when they were like 21. I'm now like, I'm 26. Can I get LASIK? And he's like, I just don't know if you should. Because he like said, like, these people get LASIK so young and then like your eyes still change.
Oh, because isn't there a thing where you get LASIK and then like 40 years from then, you might have to wear glasses again?
Or like you get LASIK at 21 and like your eyes are still maturing. So your eyes just get worse even by 22. And you're like, well, shit.
Oh, I thought.
I went through that whole surgery and now my eyes aren't perfect still.
Is it when you're 25, you're fully developed, right? Like everything's fully developed, I thought.
Like nothing changes, all downhill.
Well, like, no, what I heard is that when you're 25, like, isn't there a thing where like if you smoke weed under a certain age, it's not like, it's not bad, but you can lose memory.
Oh, because your brain's not fully developed?
What age is that?
I don't know about eyes. I know brain is around like 25.
Oh, maybe eyes develop until you're like 35.
Probably until 46. This is one of those times where like somebody who's like an eye doctor is listening for some reason. And they're so mad that we're not Googling it. And it's just like, sorry guys, but we don't have an intern. This is very low budget. When you listen to Joe Rogan, he has 6 people Googling what they're talking about. So calm the F down. Timmy Thick. Timmy Thick's probably listening. And he was mad.
Do you think he's listened?
Timmy Thick listens to every episode. I don't know why. I want him to stop, but he keeps listening. And he's so mad. Like, he's so triggered every episode.
One time I was at the eye doctor, and they told me that the eyes are, like, if you look inside your eyes, you can, like, tell someone's health.
Wait, they told you that?
Yeah, because I guess your eyes, you can, like, tell if someone has, like, salt and things.
Wait, really? Because sometimes I look at my eyes, and I'm like, why are they so red? Or, like, I see all these red lines, and I'm like, I swear I'm not depressed, but, like, why do my eyes look like I am?
Oh, that's funny.
But sometimes you do see someone's eyes, and it's just, like, they're yellow, and you're like, poor thing.
It's probably because they're not getting enough sleep, right?
Alcoholic. I don't know if that's not a thing, but...
Maybe,
but
your
eyes don't turn yellow from not sleeping.
I don't know. I just was guessing.
I feel like I'm one of those bitches who, like, when I'm tired, you can't tell. You know, some people say, oh my God, I'm so tired, so I look weird. It's like, I just look the same every day.
Oh, like, okay, so if I'm tired, like, I feel like you could tell if I feel like putting on the vibe, I'm tired. If I'm tired and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I feel like I can hide it.
Yeah. And so you wouldn't get LASIK though?
No, it's too scary. Like, right, like, so like, I just feel like I'll never get it.
Yeah. I remember I actually Googled it like a few weeks ago, actually, for some reason. I just Googled like, is LASIK safe? And like, there was this one eye doctor who came forward and said, like, it actually isn't safe. Like, I don't know why we're doing it.
For real?
But then, like, the American Eye Doctor Association was like, oh, they're just dramatic. Like,
isn't there a thing, though, like, if they did mess up, you can go blind?
But, like, think about it. Like, everyone gets LASIK, and have we ever heard that? You think you'd see one viral tweet a year of someone saying, like, oh, my God, I lost my effing eye from LASIK, but I've never once seen that.
Yeah, because when you think about it, like, when people, like, just like I said, like, you could go blind, but... You can say that about anything. I, like, drove to your house today, and, like, on the way, I could have gone blind. But I didn't, thankfully.
I always think about stuff like that whenever I'm worried about something that's kind of dumb. Like, I'm trying to think of what... Oh, like, one time I cut my hand on this rusty thing in the shower, and I was like, crap, I have, Wait, what do you get from rust? Shit. Shit. Where's the intern?
You need a tetanus shot.
I was like, okay, I'm going to die, because I don't know when I last got a tetanus shot. But then I thought, I was like... Okay, everyone's house has a little bit of rust. If this was actually a thing, we'd always see tweets of people being like, shit, I'm now have lock jaw. I think you get lock jaw if you touch rust. Or you just die, I think.
You just
actually.
Can't open your jaw you again?
Up, most of the time you die. I remember Googling it because I Googled it and said, like, what happens if like you do get rust in your blood? And they said, like, unfortunately, you just die.
Did you ever tell that one story about when I pushed you in the bathroom and your toe got cut?
I thought you did say the time where I thought I died from eucalyptus.
Oh.
No, the toe thing.
Oh, yeah, so like So I think I like pushed you in the floor as I was slippery or something.
This is when we were like little kids. Like I was 22 at the time.
Oh yeah, like
I was way too old for some reason. But it felt I was 22. Way long ago. You were like, I don't know how you're like a teen, obviously.
Probably like 15 or 14.
And then we were racing to see who could take a shower first. Because whenever I visited back to the house, it was always a thing because there's only like a few showers. But I tried to get into the shower first and lock the door, lock you out. But you ran in front of me, then pushed me into the cabinet.
I think I remember you were in the bathroom and then I pulled you out. And then, yeah, and then your leg ended up hit. You don't know, your foot and one of your toes got cut on this thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, it started bleeding.
And it wasn't even a big deal. But then, like, you were actually shaking in your room. It was a scary thing.
I don't know.
And I remember you were just so nervous. You're like, are you okay? And then, like, I felt so bad. I was like, oh, I'm actually fine. And you're like, you're scared you hurt someone?
It's funny because, like, you, like, Google, what happens if someone gets cut by a piece of metal or something?
I Googled it that time, too.
No, I don't know if I think I Googled it.
Oh.
But then scary things just pop up, you know?
Yeah. But that's the lesson, though. Like, if you ever are worried about something dumb like that, like, oh, am I going to get lockjaw syndrome or whatever? Like, just realize, like, if this was a common thing, we'd see tweets about it.
Yeah,
but also, like, if you get bit by a spider, go to the hospital, you know?
But I have another example of, like, why you shouldn't care. Like, uh-huh. This morning I put egg whites in my smoothie. It was the first time. And then I texted you, like, oh, I put egg whites in my smoothie. I couldn't even tell the difference. And to be honest, like, before I put egg whites in the smoothie, I didn't even Google it. I just saw another fitness person on YouTube put egg whites in their smoothie.
Oh, you for sure can.
So then I was like, oh, it's fine. But then I Googled, is it fine to eat egg whites? And then it said, like, oh, it's good. Like, it goes good in your digestive system. But then there was, like, the bottom part.
Salmonella.
So I was like, oh, like, there is a chance if you don't get good quality exact like it, something bad can happen.
Yeah, like that's why like during this summer I've noticed it's like a thing because like obviously pretty much everywhere public you can't swim, you can't really like go to a beach or anything, but some lakes are open. So but whenever I mention swimming in a lake, someone always brings up, oh, what about brain eating amoeba? It's all in every lake. It's like, if obviously I believe in brain eating amoeba, but like I haven't seen the viral tweet yet, so like it hasn't passed. I'm not worried about it because
no, it's growing, I'm pretty sure,
but I'm not worried about it because like I've never once gone on Twitter and been like, okay, pass this on and retweet and donate to the GoFundMe, because actually that probably has happened. I was gonna say, and then somebody say like, oh, my family member has a brain eating amoeba, but like, is it common?
I guess it's growing,
so really like stay out of lakes.
But this is what I know about it. I just know that like, because it was only in tropical areas, but then I guess everywhere was getting warmer, so then more lakes are getting it, because global warming.
Yeah.
Even though I don't believe in global warming. Just joking.
First off, we have to talk about how Jacob is psychic. It's confirmed. Should we insert a clip? Oh my god, should we edit it? Should we use some editing
tools? Oh, okay. Okay. Let's do it right now.
Okay, we'll insert the clip. 3.
Previous clip from the bro show.
And let's get into the clip. Roll it. By November, like, what's something really massive on social media that's gonna happen? Just like, give what's the person that comes to your mind. It can be anything. Just like maybe.
Okay, suggest. Now this is what came to. For some reason, when you said it, I pictured a blue box.
Okay, a blue.
This
box.
This is just in my mind, guys. And then I pictured yellow and Blockbuster. So I think it's gonna be people. Either I kind of get a vibe like making fun of Blockbuster about what it was.
Oh, you thought of the Blockbuster sign?
Yeah, so I'm talking about like the company Blockbuster. You remember in the old town that we lived in? Like it used to be a thing where you get
movies.
That's
what came to your mind, the Blockbuster
so
logo?
I kind of get it's going to be like a theme on YouTube or something. Or like, I don't know, like for people to make fun of Blockbuster.
Somehow Blockbuster is going to be a meme. Okay, we're back from the clip. Okay,
oh,
you guys all heard Jacob. We all just wanted to test out the psychic thing because it's always been a joke. Like, Jacob's psychic. So I put him on the spot and said, predict something, a Long Island medium. He predicted it and it went viral.
But
it's gone viral. You predicted it.
I just want to say something is that I probably won't do psychic things on the on this podcast that often because
you're on a high note now.
And then also about the psychic thing is that it's like cool to think I'm psychic, but I don't think I'm actually like,
oh yeah,
psychic.
Plus like, let's end on a high note. Like, you never have to predict anything again.
Oh yeah.
Blockbuster did go viral, and there was no way to know this back in the day. It's a TMZ article. It was actually, I think it was trending on Twitter, right?
Yeah, people sent me screenshots of it trending. It just was a day full of psychicness.
I am done. I'm trying what? So hard to click on a link, and it won't effing let me click it. Okay, now I clicked it. Okay. Take a deep breath. So on TMZ, summer sleepover inside the last Blockbuster. only $4 a night. So basically the last remaining Blockbuster in Oregon, they're... For some reason, you're going to be able to have an epic end of summer sleepover in the Blockbuster store.
Because they rented it out as an Airbnb, I'm pretty
sure.
No,
they're going to, yeah. Oh, it's September 18th through 20. It's only $4 a night, though, so I think it's just like a lottery type thing. But it's going to be full of 90s nostalgia. And, yeah, they said guests are provided with pack of face coverings.
Condoms.
I'm joking. Disinfectant and endless hand sanitizer. How many people are sleeping over?
Maybe it's like a group of 10 people.
But it looks pretty cool. Like, look at that.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah, just like this cool like 90s thing. And so either the only explanations are Jacob psychic, or two, it's a coincidence, or three, the owner of the Oregon Blockbuster listened to this, really wanted Jacob to think he was psychic, so created this viral
moment.
That'd
be so annoying if that's happening. The owner's watching.
It's like, please just manage the Blockbuster. Don't listen to this.
So you guys heard the previous clip, but I thought it was going to happen in September.
Oh, so you're a little bit off. Time's not even real.
That's true. But when people say time is real, okay, this is what I get about the idea. I get the idea that when we're put on this all, someone made up time. Like, technically, time's fake. But do people think, this is what I want to know. I get the idea that the concept of time is fake. But do people think that if you think of time differently, it will go by it will go by at a different speed? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, when I hear it, do people think that a day can actually be 2 days?
Oh, it's all about how you perceive it, right? Because think about when you're a kid, people always say, when you're a little kid, time goes by so slow. Like, the summer feels like it never ends and the school year feels like forever. But it's because, yeah, like, when you're a kid, you're so in the moment, you know? Like, you never are thinking, like, ahead, or you're never thinking about the past. You're never, like, you're kind of just in the present moment.
Yeah, and then also I was listening to, I think it was a Chelsea Handler thing. She said that the reason why time goes by slower or faster when you're older.
Yeah, faster.
Oh, yeah, because when you're, okay, so when you're 36, you would have already lived each year once. So when you're 36, it'll be 36% of your, okay, but like they explained it, and like when you're 36, it'll be 30%. This is only a small percentage of your life, but then when you're 5, this is 1/5 of your life.
Oh, like that's,
but when you're 36, it's only 1/36 of your life, so it just feels like it's going by way faster.
Because it's just, you've experienced more years, so it's just like, oh, when you're 5 years old, you're like, this is literally 1/5 of my entire life, but by the time you're 30, yeah, it's only 1/36.
And that makes so much sense to me.
Yeah. So it just goes to show,
it's just an illusion.
Every year it gets faster. So really,
enjoy the moment. Life is short.
I think it's all about how you perceive it. Because think about, like, or also, like, maybe you should be going through life wishing, like, oh, it's going so slow. Because, like, when you're in that mode, it does go by slow. Like, think about being in school, or, like, back when we went to church and stuff as kids, like, I remember thinking, like, this is so long. And then it would feel so long. So maybe the key to life is to live life thinking the whole time, this is going by so slow.
I don't think it's not think about it.
This so basically, going live a miserable life, but it will last longer at least.
That's true.
Like, every year, just be like, again, like, please. So slow.
That's what makes me believe that you can control time. Because in school and at church, I used to actually think it was 5 hours, when in reality it was an hour.
Can you, the hour before lunch at school, like, I wasn't even hungry, I don't think, but I was like, oh my God, just like going by so slow.
Oh yeah, looking at the clock till 3 o'clock, like in High School Musical when the day ends.
And then finally it's, what time is it? Time of our life.
Education. What does it actually say?
Something like that. Another huge news story that we have to cover because it's really important is Carole Baskin and Cardi B have beef.
I heard about this.
They're in a fight.
Should we make it more spicy? They have cat beef. Cats have been
mortal.
They
have tuna. Oh, wait.
That's fish.
But, like, cats eat it.
Oh, and it smells like... I was going to say it smells like vagina and vagina.
What, ass pussy?
Yeah.
So Carole Baskin from Tiger King, she allegedly killed her husband, and she has like a tiger sanctuary. She's all for tigers, you know, living their best lives. She was mad at Cardi B because she was like, in the WAP music video, I think she said something along the lines of, okay, I have a wet ass blank as well. I love sexuality, but like, please just like don't put tigers in your music video because it really glamorizes it and it just perpetuates the idea the fantasy that rich people own exotic animals, which like is just really harmful. Because I guess in real life, rich people buy tigers because they want to like be like in The Hangover. You know how they have like a tiger in the penthouse?
Oh yeah, and it just looks so like iconic.
Yeah, and then like they get a baby tiger, then it grows up, and like then they're just like don't want it anymore, and then it gets sold into like the tiger trade, and it's just really effed up. So link below.
Oh, so with Kimo Baskin, she did say that she knew it was CGI, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because in the music video, it was, like, just edited in.
But she said even though the tigers weren't on set, at one point they had to be videotaped. So, wait, basically that means, like, we can't watch... Like, I get it, but at the same time, like, you know that one... All those movies where it starts with the lion roaring.
Oh.
It's like, yeah, that was filmed in the 30s, but it still was filmed, so why are we still watching it?
That's true.
But Cardi B shot back with... I'm not going to engage with Carol Baskin on that. Like, that's just ridiculous, you know? Like, you killed your goddamn husband. I just think that's so funny because it's not even... It's so funny.
And plus, it's also so funny because, like, it's not technically proven that she killed her husband.
I know, but just, who knows? Just having it as a fact, though. Like, you killed your husband. That sucks for Carol. She didn't kill her husband.
Yeah, but I love what Cardi's doing because when I saw this, it made me think, like, you can claim anything, and if you say enough, people believe it. So if I made up that, like, my neighbor killed his dog, if I keep saying it, everyone's going to believe me. But don't do that.
Okay, so whose side are you on?
I mean, that like, sucks that these tigers are getting
It sucks. Like,
I'm on both of those sides.
I feel like I want to be on Cardi B's side, but, like, obviously, like, I don't support, like, tigers being abused.
But then at the same time, I get why they put it in the music video because they didn't actually have the tigers. There was already footage of it, so they was like, might as well add it in.
Yeah, that's the thing. But like, even in the Fred movie, I remember there was Pomeranians on set, and like, is that wrong then? Like, because the Pomeranians obviously didn't want to be there.
Oh, yeah.
They like would rather live a normal life. Like, no dog, I think, grows up thinking, I want to be in a movie and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But like, it had to work all day. Poor dog was working.
Even with child actors sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they don't want to be on set, but their parents, I guess, like, I don't know if they're making them, but they really want them to be on set.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we just need to solve the problem
If there were guinea pigs in the wet-ass pussy music video, would anyone have spoken up?
That's the sad thing. No.
Who's Carol Baskin's for tigers? And yes, tigers, we need someone fighting for them, but who's fighting for the guinea pigs? Who's fighting for the gerbils?
No one. I feel like we need to.
Besides me.
Why didn't you keep your Instagram handle to gerbils eat my face?
Oh, yeah. For some reason, I've always been fascinated with, like, not fascinated, but I think gerbils and hamsters, like, are so cool.
Because you're into gerbiling.
No, but that's what's gross. Now that we've talked about that, people are like, stop bringing up gerbils. But, like, honestly, swear to God, neither of us have gerbled.
I haven't, yeah. Have you?
But for some reason, they're just funny to me. Like, they just seem like so... Also, isn't that kind of like a 2008 thing? Like, there was the hamster song?
Yeah, and plus... Okay, when I think of gerbils and hamsters, this is what it reminds me of. The reason why it reminds me of the 2000s is because I picture those Disney movies. They always had to put hamster.
Yeah, hamsters are done. Like, in 2020, do kids still have hamsters?
I don't know, but also, I think it's sad that they're always in a cage running on a whale.
Yeah, but
to me,
like,
that's
it.
Sad.
They like it.
Also, don't you think it's sad when birds are in a cage, even though we did that when we were little?
They like it. I'm kidding. That'd be the funniest defense to anything. Like, people are like, we should not be going to zoos and stuff. It's like, they like it. Look at them. They're having fun. It's like, you don't know what they're thinking.
Okay, well, I really want to know, like, okay, obviously, like, we probably won't ever know, but I just want to know if Carol Baskin killed her husband. Like, I am really curious about it.
I, like, forgot the exact details of the documentary, but wasn't, like, he maybe abusive or something?
It was something, like, I kind of watched the documentary, but it didn't really come to a conclusion. It kind of just said, like, you make your own decision, bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of, like, I feel like Joe Exotic is one of those people that would just say it, though. Well, like, he would just say things for the ruckus.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you can't really believe anything he says, right?
Yeah. I just don't know.
I don't know. It's so weird because, like, I watched the whole Tiger King, but, like, how come I didn't retain any of the memory? Like, I don't really remember anything about it.
It's because we watch so much shit nowadays.
I know. It feels like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, that's so weird thinking back to Mouch.
Also, I'm the type of bitch who, like, when I was watching Tiger King, like, of course I was watching it, but most of the time I was on my phone. I would look up, though.
Oh, yeah.
I would look up every now and then.
Oh, my gosh. I just had an idea. No, this is an idea. I just had, like, a vision. I feel like someone from Million Dollar Listing Bravo's watching. I don't know which one
which
of them.
Which one?
I don't know.
Neither of them are.
No, if you're watching, DM me and I won't tell anyone. I'm joking. I just feel like you guys are watching.
All of them. Just kidding. Should we get into some email advice?
Yeah. What did someone say? Let's help them out.
It feels like we're acting. All right, so I need some advice.
Wait,
on...
should we be annoying and do... Okay, this is a clip of us previously giving advice. Let me insert a whole 5-minute clip of us giving advice to Noah Wilson.
That would be a good... Now that we know we can edit these and insert previous clips, like, if we ever feel lazy one week, it's like, do a greatest hits episode. And we just say, like... No, we didn't say, like, remember this? That would be, honestly, I'm not even kidding, end of the year episode. I'm not kidding. We're doing it.
That isn't even a joke. Okay.
Yeah, last episode. It's just us. There's like fire behind us. And we say, oh, it's been such a good year. And be like, remember when this happened? And then we play like one of those sound effects like, and that goes to a flashback.
When you first said this, I was like, that's just us being lazy. But that'd be funny if we actually found the best clips and we had
We're
you guys
doing
help
it.
Choose us.
We're doing it. And like the beginning of December, like we'll start a Google form and like everyone will pick the best moments. And we'll do a best moments throwback Christmas special.
Oh, the greatest hits, the bro show.
That's funny. We're doing it.
Hello.
And then like once we get to like 2023, probably like the whole year will be throwbacks.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, because it's like,
have you ever,
we don't have any new material,
but have you ever subscribed to a podcast and these bitches, because they want to make money each week from the ads,
yeah,
they repost episodes sometimes.
Are you joking?
But like, it's during Christmas, so like, people can have off during Christmas.
Oh, but so then they still make the money from the ads?
They repost an episode, say, this is a funny interview, let's repost it. And then beginning before the episode, they say, yeah, happy holidays, by the way, Quip toothbrush. They send you a new toothbrush every month.
Oh my gosh. What I'm excited for is when we start doing seasons.
Oh yeah.
That might happen like in the next 2 months. Probably quit season one for a little bit.
Oh yeah, and then there'll be 6 month breaks in between.
Yeah, and it's like really walking during the 6 months.
And then during the 6 months, we'll always like, we're gonna come back and it's gonna be so different.
But then we come back, same old shit. Literally nothing changed.
Okay, so the email is, so I need some advice on how to kindly drop a friend who thinks we are best friends. There's lots of drama and I don't want to be rude or get canceled at school, but I really don't want to be her friend anymore. The reason why I included this, because that's so funny thinking of you get canceled at your high school.
That's always been a thing, though.
I know, but like, the thing is, we all think these celebrities getting canceled on Twitter. People can get canceled at their local high school.
In my humble opinion, I think it's worse getting canceled in a high school because you see them
you
every
have to face
day.
Them.
If you're a celebrity, you can stay in your house.
Literally. Did anyone get canceled at your high school?
Like,
was it ever like a thing where like this person's canceled?
I feel like it's a thing, not in high school because I went to a big high school, but I feel like sometimes in middle school, like someone was canceled for like a week, but it was like the most of the grade canceled them, but then there was still like their two friends.
Well, I think I low-key actually, like, got canceled for a bit.
You did?
Because I was dating a girl and then I broke up with her. And I felt so bad because like we were honestly best friends and I was just like, oh, I want to still be her friend, but like I just don't think we should be
when
dating.
When was this?
Because
like school?
In the back of my mind, I was like, probably gay, you know, but
yeah,
I was like 15 or 6. Actually, I think I was like 16.
Oh.
But then I broke up with her and like it was this huge deal and everyone was like so mad at me. They're like, you're so mean. Like, why would you dump her? And it's just like, oh, like, isn't it better? Like, if you don't like someone, isn't it better to dump them than keep them around because you feel bad? And then people remember like, well, this one guy, like she like told this one guy, like, please tell Lucas to just like rethink this. And he texted me being like, you know, like, the lights and the money and the fame will all go away. And it's like, boo, I'm not breaking up with her because anything to do with anything. And also, it's like, we're in Columbus, Nebraska. Like, there is no lights, money, or fame anyway. Like, we're going to a school in the middle of a cornfield.
That's so funny.
But so I think I did get canceled for like a week.
For real?
Because everyone just like made me, they're like, you're such a jerk and all this
stuff. That's crazy because when I said that people got canceled in my middle school, like I was kind of just guessing, but I can't actually think of a situation. But that's an actual situation where, like you're canceled.
It was just like some people were just like, oh, that's so mean of you. You're such a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to the cornfield school, someone saying, the lights, money, fine, will go away.
But what? Oh, but what should we say if they don't want to be there? They want to stop being friends, but they don't want to get canceled. Because people will probably be like, you're a dick. You don't want to be friends with them anymore?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, it doesn't have to be so dramatic. Just distance yourself over a period of time.
Yeah. I feel like the best solution to not being friends with someone, and, like, doing, like, this whole thing of saying, like, I don't want to be friends with you just because of this is, like, I feel like that's kind of dumb.
Yeah, because you could, it's not like you're dating. Like, dating, obviously, you need to do a breakup. But with friends, yeah, you could just gradually distance yourself.
Oh, yeah, and you don't have to be mean, but just, like, say, but, like, yeah, you don't even, like, when they ask you to hang out and stuff, just say you're doing other things. But yeah. When you're in high school, it's kind of weird. You kind of do have to do a whole thing.
I know. I kind of been thinking, like, if you start distancing yourself, like, then they'll just be like, wait, you didn't invite me to this thing, blah, blah, blah. So, honestly, I don't really know.
I know. It's kind of just
like, maybe you have to be fake friends with them until the end of high school.
Yeah, it's kind of just a weird situation.
Or, like, deal with the cancellation.
Canceled at your school. Yeah, hopefully that helped, but it probably didn't.
And then we have one more email. They said, so we are getting our house renovated, and my mom's friend and his son, who is a year older than me, are painting a few rooms for us. The thing is, my mom's friend's son is kind of cute. The only problem is I don't know how to start a conversation with him since I have no clue what to say. I'm also super awkward, so that doesn't help. The only thing I've said to him is sorry because I had to pass by him. However, I did find his Instagram and followed him, and he followed me back. So I'm thinking there might be some hope. Please help me. I feel like if I don't say anything, I'm going to regret it. But I also have no clue what to say.
Okay, first of all, we need to get into the sorry situation.
That's
I feel
funny. The only conversation you've had is saying sorry.
I'm one of those bitches, too. Well, I say sorry too much, and it's dumb.
That's just so many people are in your house, and like you're like, sorry.
Saying sorry is so dumb most of the time.
Yeah.
No, for dumb shit, I
mean. If yours like, apologize, yeah.
Yeah, for, like, accidentally, like, I don't know. You know what I mean. Dumb shit.
So, what should she do? I would say maybe just start talking on Instagram instead of real life.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, especially in this day and age, it's like, what's the point of talking in real life?
It's going to be awkward talking to him because his mom's there. I remember, like, if I'm assuming this person's, like, in high school. But I remember, like, if you're in high school and, like, if someone's parents, they're like, you would never have talked to them because it's just awkward, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I would assume maybe just don't talk in real life and just talk over Instagram DM and see how it goes.
And maybe it would be like a thing when you guys meet up. Or maybe like you, could just you guys say, talk like, in real life.
You could say a joke and be like, LOL, sorry, I'm so awkward in real life, but how you doing?
I was like, do you want to go to the hot dog parlor together?
Oh my God, maybe put it on him and be like, why are you always so quiet when you're over here? Like, make it seem like he's the quiet one.
Like, is that a good idea?
What's with you always being quiet over here? I guess it probably isn't good to start the conversation on like making someone feel bad.
Maybe just say like, hey, what's up? I always see you around, but we never talk.
Yeah. How's paint in the room, LOL? Getting any fumes in your head? Because of the paint?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then say, I'm getting fumes because you're so handsome.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you and your mom are doing a good job, wink face.
I feel like we're teaching them like moms. How to flirt guide.
But he did follow you back on Instagram. So like you said, there is hope.
I know. Things are looking up. You just don't follow someone because you see them. You follow them because you feel a connection.
I would say DM him, or if he posts stories, watch one of the stories and then reply and be like, oh, ha ha. Oh my God. That's cool. Like say he does a story of like showing a sunset. Be like, that is really pretty. I saw it too. Anyway, remember me. I'm the girl whose house you're painting. We have faith in you.
I know. I do believe in you. You just have to woke up the courage, or he has to woke up the courage because he probably likes you too.
We give you a lot of different options. The ball's in your court. Make it happen. All right. So we're going to do this thing where we have to get... what's the club called?
Bolgenhain.
It's a real ass club, right? Cody Co did a video on this.
Yeah, it's in Berlin.
It's in Germany. And it's just like in real life, it's a super exclusive club, right? And it's so hard to get in real life. Like, isn't there a bouncer that just won't let you in for any rhyme or reason? But, like, it's so hard to get in.
Yeah, so it just is in an exclusive club. And I guess people stay there for, like, days on end.
Wait, really?
I read an article about it.
Wait, you stay there for days?
And I guess people have stayed there for, like, 36 hours.
So I guess that's not days, but are you awake the whole time or do you sleep?
I don't know.
So much cocaine.
And then I guess like you can, it's just like such a sexual club, I guess. This is just Al according to things on the internet. So I don't know if it's like 100%
Imagine if you went into a club and they took your phone. I'd be scared because I'd be like, when do I get it back?
So like with this club, since it's like a famous club, I'd be like, okay, I'm down.
Yeah.
But if it was like just some hole in the wall, it's like, ooh, I'm leaving.
What would you do if they took your phone and then they open up a cage door though? And like the entire club's in a cage and they say, we decide when you go out.
But I know it's the Bogenheim Club.
Yeah, it's like, this is the coolest club ever. Like, we decide when you leave. So like, it could be like you come here for 10 minutes and we kick you out, or it could be like 3 days. Like, you really want out, but we still keep you in.
I'd go because
I wouldn't.
The only reason why I'd go because I read it's open from Friday night to Monday morning. So at most it would be 3 days.
Oh yeah. You just have to make the most of it.
Yeah, you just would have to hopefully live it up, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just wanna know what's happening.
We'll never know unless we go to Berlin after the quarantine.
Okay, but, so there's a simulator where I guess it will let you know if you're gonna get in or not.
Does it listen to your audio? Is it like a video? Does it see you?
Yeah, so it video. So it listens to your audio and then it also like videos you and like takes, like it looks like your facial expressions.
What's the website called?
BorgenheinTrainer.com.
So me and Jacob are going to see if either of us are cool enough to get into the club.
Yeah. And they ask you 3 questions and then, well, I've tried it like 10 times and I haven't gotten it.
I haven't tried it yet.
I know.
I just have this feeling that I'll get in first time.
Do not try it. I know. You try it first.
Okay, I'll try. Are you ready to face the truth? Yes. Welcome to the Berghain Trainer. The trainer needs to access your camera and microphone for analyzing your body language. Okay. I'm just going to do it myself this time.
Okay,
but I'm not going to try anything.
Don't mean to tell you what I read about it or no?
No, I'm just going to try it myself. Don't tell me anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm walking up to the club, guys. This is cool. Like, this is a full-on point of view experience. This looks like, yeah, a cool-ass Berlin nightclub. I'm walking up through the line. Kind of as a horror movie in a way. This is scary. No, I've never been here before. No, I don't know who's spinning at the club tonight, but I love DJs, and I don't really care who's playing music, because I just want to have fun.
Is it off?
Am I on drugs? Just a little bit. Just kidding, or am I? Oh, they said sorry, not today.
Oh, you didn't get in?
Also, I think I was giving too long of questions, because, I mean, too long of answers, because they would cut me off. And also, if you guys play this, the guy looks so scary, like, he's mad. It's like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, we're at a club trying to have fun, like, why are you bringing the vibe down, you know? Like, he looks so mad. It said, it said you got 1 out of 3 questions.
Oh,
right.
1 out of 3?
Yeah. Can I try it one more time?
Yeah, try it again.
And don't tell me any hacks yet. I'm going to do shorter answers.
Okay.
Okay, I'm walking up to the club again, and I'm going to do, like, really cool vibes this time. But also, like, fun.
Okay, kind of cool, but also a fun guy.
Yeah. It's like, I'm having fun, but, like,
I'm also kind of a dick.
I'm having fun. I'm a little bit of an asshole. And also, like, I've been to plenty of these fancy places. Like, this isn't that cool to me, but I'm still excited, obviously. No, I've never been here before. You should let me in because I'm so much fun. I'm gonna have a blast. No, I'm not on drugs. Not today. I thought he was gonna open up the goddamn rope.
I
swear. It looked
like
he was about to open up the goddamn
rope. Does anyone get in?
I got 1 out of 3 questions right again. Okay, now I'm just pissed. Okay, so you've already tried it. Tell me the hacks.
Okay, so when I went on Reddit, because I actually wanted to know how to get in and it still didn't work. So yeah. I guess people are just saying, look like you're mad. And then even when he asks questions, say, fuck off. And I guess that's how you get in.
Try it.
But I've already tried it and it didn't work. But
just
I'll,
try it again.
I'll try it again. I'll
just
give it another.
Just be mad. Mad and tell him to fuck off and just be like, why the fuck do you care? And stuff.
Because I guess to get into these cool clubs, you have to act out mad.
Yeah, so mad.
Just pissed.
I wouldn't know because I never waited in line. I'm just kidding. My thing is like, it shows the club and there's no one in line. It's like, wouldn't it be way more packed?
The thing that I don't get about clubs like this, what happens if no one's there? Then it's like, we let everyone in?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then it also tracks your sadness angle and stuff.
Jacob's currently walking up to the club.
Yeah. Stop asking me questions. He didn't let me in, and he said move. But yeah, I'm getting kicked out.
How many ones did you get right?
Oh, let's see. 0 out of 3.
Oh my God, so I did better with like my happiness though.
Yeah, I just want to know how to get in. Like, it's getting dumb at this point.
I know. Should I try it again? Do you want to try it?
No, I already tried it enough times.
Okay, I'm going to try to just be totally mad this time.
The face you're making.
I'm making such an annoyed face this whole time. Why the fuck do you care? Fuck yeah, duh. Why else would I be here? Why the fuck is that any of your business? What? Are you effing? I didn't get in.
Wait, there was such a dramatic pause.
The amount of
pause.
Times I said fuck in that last fight. Oh, wait,
also, you got one out of three questions.
Oh, the screen went red for a little bit. And he actually think he was thinking about letting me in.
Okay,
I know this
is
fake and it's not live, but I think he was.
And I also think you were about to get in because I've never had that long of a pause. What was, like, I think you were almost there.
Yeah, because he was looking towards the club. Like, he was like, okay, I'll let you in. And then, like, at the last second, he was like, it's kind of crowded. It's like, if it was any other night, you would get in, but it's kind of crowded.
Do you think in real life it's this hard to get in?
I just don't believe it. Because like you said, like, they need people to be in there or it's not fun. If there's only two people in there, it's not fun. So they have to, like, let 200 people in and then start being selective.
Yeah, like, so it's still a party, but then after that, it's like, oh, it's exclusive now.
Yeah. So I think if you get there super early in line, you have a good chance of getting in.
Yeah. I just can't believe, like, what do I need to do to get in? Has anyone even got in?
Literally.
It's like just bad.
We didn't get in, unfortunately, but you guys should try and comment below if you get in and let us know how.
No lies.
No lying.
I know, because I really want to just have the satisfaction of being like, I'm cool, and I, even though I haven't gotten in real life, I know I can get in if I do go. You know? Okay, so today I made a list of, it's the new game that I made up. Do you believe in it, the game?
Oh, do you believe in it? Lucas and Jacob exclusive game trademarked.
Yeah, so it just is, do you believe in it?
So it's just like saying a taboo subject, something weird, and then you have to guess.
Yeah, so this is just round one for the first episode. I might do this, this might be a weekly thing.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay, number one. These are kind of dumb, but.
Okay. Now you're insecure.
Do you believe in magic? And I'm
a young girl's heart.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer what you mean. What do you mean by magic?
Let me think. Are you answering too?
Should we just both answer?
Yeah.
All right.
I would say yes. Because in my definition, yes.
What's your definition?
I'm just like, oh, like cool things can happen. And like, you could say it's magic. But like, really, like, I don't believe in like, oh, abracadabra. Like, I don't believe in that.
Oh, okay. I believe in magic.
But I believe in magic in a young girl's heart.
Aww.
But you believe in like abracadabra?
I've never been around abracadabra. I mean, I've never been around it.
So you believe in Hogwarts?
No, I don't believe in Hogwarts. I'm just saying like.
You just believe like maybe there are people in order to do spells.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that is. I feel like that could be a thing. But then also I just believe if like you believe something will happen, then it might happen.
Oh, I get you.
It probably will happen. That's, yeah.
I get you.
Next one. Do you believe in multi-dimensions? So, like, okay, yeah, I'll just say what I mean by this. Do you think, like, there's another you, like, 50 years from now that's, like, already living, but you just don't know because you're on this dimension?
I hate stuff like this. It's so creepy.
Or, like, there's a me, but, like, 50 years ago that just is living.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to say, like, yes, because why not? I mean, who knows? Like, maybe it isn't true, but, like, I believe that maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, too, because for some reason in my mind, it's believable. Like, it isn't so crazy.
When I was younger, I remember I used to think, like, that happened on other planets. Like, oh, on another planet, it's like Earth, but 50 years before, 50 years later.
Oh, I used to think when we weren't born, we were just like, when we weren't born, I thought we were on another planet, and we were, like, just choosing, like, okay, who wants to be born on Earth next? But we just don't remember it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Okay, next one is, do you believe in time travelers? So this one's kind of like multi-dimensions, but just like another way to say it, I guess. Oh, it's actually
gonna
different.
I'm going
to
say no.
So with me, I believe in multi-dimensions more than time travelers.
Yeah, because time travelers, I'm just like, some of them, we have social media. Like, someone would have spoiled it by now. I've been like, I'm from the 3000s. I'm like, I just want clout, so here's me on TikTok, you know?
Oh, yeah. I still am going to say like, I like 70% believe it. So if we're going by rounding, I'm going to say like, I believe it.
Oh, okay.
Because like, part of me also thinks like, what if there's like aliens in disguise on
Oh,
Earth?
Didn't we talked about this before.
Yeah, we already talked
how
about
how there's
it.
Like theories that Area 51 had aliens and like they go to Vegas, but they just wear like burkas so it covers their whole body.
I know, who knows?
You never know.
Okay, next one. Do you believe in Bigfoot? This one's kind of just like...
No, I don't believe in Bigfoot. Because it's just like, someone would have found him by now.
Yeah, when I hear Bigfoot, like something... Like, I say no, but then again, I guess the world's so big.
That's true. That's true. Like, the Loch Ness Monster, for example.
Oh, yeah, like, it doesn't have to be named Bigfoot. It could just be a big animal that no one knows
Then again, like, I don't believe this many people just made it up.
Yeah. Or is it just out of fail? Because it's like, I don't know what
or do they just see, like, a grizzly bear?
Yeah, I'm going to say I don't believe it, but who knows?
But, like, it'd be exciting if it was real. Remember, there's a show... called Finding Bigfoot. It's like a docuseries.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so funny because people always say, like, they're on, like, season 6. And, like, what's even the point of watching the previous seasons? Because they haven't found
That's
him
why
yet.
I don't get, like, what are they doing for all those seasons?
Like, they haven't found Bigfoot. And they just keep trying. But, like, that's good. Just keep trying.
I know. You might find him by the time you die. This one is scary big fish in the ocean. So, like, do you think at the bottom of the ocean there's, like, a big fish?
For sure.
Okay, so this one, yeah. The reason why Without I believe doubt. In it way more is because I don't even think we visited the bottom of the ocean.
We haven't.
Yeah, so.
We personally haven't.
And I don't think anyone has.
Yeah.
I don't think, at least. And so, there's probably a big gooey thing.
If that one fish from Finding Nemo exists in real life with the light bulb on its head.
It is real, I'm pretty sure.
I know, that's
sure.
what I mean. And like, have you ever seen the, I think it's just called ugly fish or something?
Oh.
These big ass blobs, disgusting. Like, if those exist, then. Who knows what exists on the ocean floor in the deepest depths.
Yeah, there's probably some creepy-ass shit that just makes you want to throw up.
I don't want them to discover it. Like, I'm part of the people who's like, I'm all for science, but let's just leave it.
Because even with tarantulas, like, it's cool that they're alive, but like, yeah, I'm just one of those people that's like, I just don't ever want to see them. Like,
let's leave it.
We don't have to kill them or anything. I just don't want to see
or
them.
Or maybe. Maybe a tarantula shouldn't exist.
I just don't like knowing that they're alive.
I know. Get out.
Demons.
I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say no. I just feel like, I don't know. Like,
it's
I
so
just
funny
because
the first thing
it.
I thought of when you said that was Kim Petras's music.
Oh, Demons.
Because she has Halloween albums.
I love her Halloween album.
Where she always mentions demons.
Possessions.
I don't think so.
Yeah, mine's no.
I'm just gonna say no out of complete fear. I'm like, that better not exist.
Oh, if that's real, then that's so weird.
Oh my god, no one ever talks about like possession though. Like Britney Spears, for example, everyone's like, what's up with her? She's acting weird. Like, how come no one's thrown out like the
possession
theory? Like, she's possessed.
Is possession something from like a while ago though? Like, it's not as big
as
it used to.
It was definitely like, yeah, it was. There was a string of horror movies about it. It's kind of gone out of pop culture, but it'll come back in 2030.
Yeah. People flying.
I wish, but I don't believe that.
I mean, I did see a guy in the sky.
yeah. Imagine if somebody could fly and they didn't tell anyone.
That'd be crazy. Maybe that's happening. Did I just talk about this? There was this one Vice documentary, the YouTube channel Vice. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched like 10 minutes of it, but... There's this guy, I guess, I forgot where he lived, but he lived by himself for 40 years. He lived in a house by himself, like disordered. No one else around for 40 years.
He killed his own food or grew vegetables or something? He never went to stores or anything?
I don't know. I just remember watching the documentary and they visited him. And
what was he like?
He seemed normal was the weird thing. So maybe
he wasn't weird?
He seemed like he was just living. It was weird because like I just pictured him like
he had like no anxiety around people. Because you would think if you hadn't seen anyone in 40 years, like if you saw people, you'd be like, oh my god, I have to impress them.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was normal. It was weird.
Oh.
But again, I didn't watch the full documentary. Maybe he has.
So maybe you were the crazy ones, and like living by yourself for 40 years is the way to go.
I wonder what made him want to live by himself for 40 years.
Maybe like you just. Like, I feel like there are certain people, like, I feel like I'm the type of person who, like, I have really high tolerance for, like, just, like, people in general. Like, you know some people, like, if they're around people for a long time, they say, like, I'm so annoyed. Like, I feel like that never really happens to me.
Oh, yeah, like, extreme
intolerance. But I feel like there are certain people who, yeah, like, maybe, like, everyone just annoys them so much. And, like, they're just, like, so, just, like, this is so exhausting that they're just, like, I'd honestly rather not be around people.
What I'm picturing is you go to McDonald's and you ask for a Big Mac, no Mac sauce. And they'd give you, with Max Austin's like, okay, I'm not joking this time. I'm going to move to Antarctica, build my own house, and I will see you one again.
Imagine if it was something like that set him off.
And it's like, I'm sorry, but I'm actually going to leave. Yeah.
So that was the end of the game?
Yeah, I don't have any more.
Ba da 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 da.
Episode 1 is done.
We'll be releasing the video, I mean the board game version, to retailers by Christmas.
Yeah, you don't, like, technically you don't need the board game because you already know what it is, but you know.
That's like Truth or Drink, you know the YouTube series? I'm pretty sure they have a board game now. For Not real? A board game, but just cards.
Oh, yeah. I guess you can do that with so many games. You could just do it yourself, but people buy the game because consumerism.
Yep. On that note, don't forget to subscribe, follow us on our social medias.
Rate the podcast on Apple or... I don't think you can rate on Spotify, actually.
They don't have that.
I know. What's up?
What's up with the Spotify?
Spotify!
Thank you guys so much. We hope you have a wonderful week!
Bye.
Bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.